and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
The crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square. Thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hand in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
One and three.
There's no doubt about
it looked bad, but not
American
as bad as it might have
50s.
Been. The left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod had held it broken. Not as bad as a broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to Chi's thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches. Chi found the chrome strip that Janet Pete had so admired about 15 yards back in
the
brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. The plume of dust produced by the Plymouth was receding over the rim of
the
mesa. Chi watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk to get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was... Okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards.
Absolutely
to your
beautiful,
and
Janet
to
Pete had said.
Let all men high and low
I fell in love with it,
she
said.
Family.
Just what
in
I always wanted.
Hardship. And chaos
but
and
he would think that
what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring into
the
diminishing haze of dust,
love for the neighbor.
But his vision was turning inward, imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word
the
go
profile, the
all
suggestion
brothers,
of pockmarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter of pride.
A few days,
he would find the man again, sooner or later.
Of everyone,
by mid-afternoon,
the sweet and the sad,
with the
for
big
no
bag
at
Bernie's old garage, it, was, it
embrace,
would be
raise the
sooner.
Wine, show laughter
so knew
and
the
Plymouth.
Had, in fact, once told it
let
him, and he knew little about the back row bandits. Everything that goes around comes around, she said happily. Everything balances over. I wouldn't say that so sad. What's it going to cost you to balance out this big? I mean, catching the sun off
the
beach, she said. At least I'm going to be able. Okay, all together. She's not my girlfriend, she says. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client and had tried to have him kept in Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him. And how sore Pitt had been about it. Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see how you're going to catch him without. Little I know about him, so says. Not even his name. What I remember is he works out in a blank of gas field on
the
other side of Farmington. I said he did. And that you pulled him in when he had transmission troubles. And he paid you with $200 bills. And he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck as revival time. Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paperweight. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco. his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
The guards
my
I hadn't
God,
heard
no,
about that,
she says.
She prepares this big elaborate dinner. Had a guest coming
chair,
to visit,
a
man very important to her.
Father,
she put it in the fridge and she didn't
the
come back.
Lippon
had been looking
two?
Out across the grassland
yes,
towards the distant thunderheads.
Mezav
occurred to him that this would
his
sound strange. She glanced at him. It's a San Juan County missing persons case, he said. But I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I mean, I am on terminal leave, Lippon said. A few more days and I am a civilian. Chi could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlap, I mean. We have Dr. Freeman Bellman, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
What is he worried
about? You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
Jamie
not taking,
not
I should reverse it. Don't miss, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then I say,
simply too
not
much
that natural,
was too
come
crazy.
On. All right, all
Some
right.
Have
the pontiff rose from his chair and smiled benignly at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once
to
again to his aide and spoke
nuts,
softly so
that
no one could hear.
Else that had happened.
In case anyone
it
should
came,
ask which one is San
Gennaro,
nobody would ask. If someone does, who's your standard reply?
Then
ah, yes, study
the
scriptures myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy. Walk slowly and stand up straight and smile.
Two guys raced
out to
the east
window. I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco I,
vicar
of Christ, walked through the enormous doors out onto the balcony to be greeted by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of St.
Peter's.
Thousands upon thousands of
the
faithful raised their voices in exaltation of the Spirit.
All together. And none of it in any of Lippon's business, she thought. Not if he had resigned. So why was he out here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it, or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess. Lippon seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at
the
tree. I guess I'm tired, he said. But you're using leaf time out here chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in front of us. Lifelong habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard woman. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator? To change the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her dinner spoil was all too easy, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. All right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.